on that topic of rape, let's move on to another topic of rape called mailbag.
Oh, I wish I had the Blues Clues mailbag song memorized so I could sing it right now.
Yeah, we say that every time, and yet we never do.
Yeah. If I had listened to a POS cast before, I would know that, huh?
Alright, let me find. God, when was the last time I did this? I think I never deleted the old mailbag replies.
Oops, that's not good.
Okay, yeah, I guess I did. Because I got like five replies from Soap and three replies from GS Gold and one from Fab Five.
Really? You got one from the Fab Five?
Yeah. Alright,
nice.
We'll do the Soap ones.
Okay.
We'll do those first because they're at the bottom. Just like Soap. Oh,
oh, that guy likes it up the ass.
Okay, from Soap on a Rope. On 10/35, 23rd of July, which was a while ago, we didn't update. from email, you know what? I really shouldn't read out people's emails.
I mean, who's listening to this that's going to attack them?
Me. I'm just...
You?
Yeah.
So it's not really a problem, then.
Okay, it says, hurry up. He wants to be raped. I guess, you know, Auntie, get your car ready.
Don't worry, I'm outside of his house right now. Just tell him 10 more minutes until I get this POS cast wrapped up, and then the rape will be there.
Alright. His second reply says, oh, I'll let you read this one. We'll go back and forth. Lol. Eyebrows.
Shit, I just stepped on a guitar. Okay, did you PM it to me?
I'm PMing it to you right now.
Okay. Should I read these in funny accents or something?
Feel free to add any accent or voice you want.
Okay,
I'm
gonna hurt
Soap on
the
Rope speak,
so... okay. I don't even know how I'm supposed to read this, it's all in caps, so... Welcome to the dungeon of my haunted house, plump scum! To the dun, 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 that's Mama Luigi to you, Mario!
Epic. Thank you for that.
That was pretty hard to read. Good job, Soap on a Rope.
Well, you know what's hard to read? This next one.
What?
You know how long it is?
How long?
It's the Declaration of Fucking Independence.
Why would he reply with that?
The God, Fab Five.
That guy.
On July 23rd from 5 at thefab5.com says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that which have connected them to another and to assume among the powers of Earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions and mankind figured that they should declare the causes which impel them to such separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights to not read this.
Good, because I always figured the Fab Five were communists, personally, so why would they reply with that? Whoever's fake posting that, you guys did a bad job.
Oh, but they all signed. I did like how they all signed it.
They did all sign? Did he get the members right, or was this before we even figured out who was all in it?
Here's the signatures. You can read the signatures if you want.
All right. Gay Gay, Supreme Lord of Hatching, Gay Berg, Gay Bear, Gay Burger, Gay Blad.
He misspelled his own name. Ho ho ho, written past. That was funny. He caught me off guard with that. That was funny. Alright. From Unknown Sender, your face is a text area. Thanks, Unknown Sender.
You know, Unknown Sender, I don't think I've ever heard something as clever or original as your face is a text area. In fact, I might just have to award you the Nobel Peace Prize for humor, because that's probably the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard. Good job, you motherfucker.
Thumbs up. Okay, and now here's from Soap on a Rope again. Here, you can read this one.
Oh, good. Any junk / blank entries you might have gotten were my doing. I was testing stuff. Thanks for playing. Great. Did we even get any of those? I guess the last one was a blank one.
Yeah, that was the last one, and probably the Fab Five were soap.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe even the GS Gold ones were soap because.
Yeah, they're all soap. This is just all one. Soap and other people's names.
This is the all soap mailbag round.
<All right>. Mikiro.
Oh, yep. He can, he can breathe out french fries like, toxic gas. It's pretty cool. Like, his catchphrase is, do you want fries with that? And they're like, shut up, Mikiro. And then he sprays fries into their faces until they get covered with grease burns and die a slow, painful death.
You know, it just occurred to me while you were ranting, and it was hilarious. By the way, thank you. That I had completely never told anybody what today's week's question was.
Oh yeah, that might be helpful.
Yeah, okay, so this question for this week is, Akuma and Asao seem to be returning. Is this the final countdown to end times, or just proving the fact, it says the face, way to go Rick and typos, proving the face that they always come back? Sub-question, what are your thoughts on dodgeball? Yes, I'm a comedic hero.
Yep, good thing that everyone's been responding to that and not just making up random shit the whole time.
Hey, do you know this guy? Because there's a reply here, I'm going to read it in a second, that seems to be from a guy who's who hasn't even been at the site for a while. So, do you know from Chad?
From Chad?
Yeah, the subject is from Chad.
Chad. I know a Chad, but he's never been to POS, so it's news to me.
I think he's one of Soapy's friends.
Really? Yeah. Soapy has friends?
No, he probably just has minions.
Minions, alright.
Alright. From Chad says, stepping down as webmaster? When is this going down? Man, by the way, I can't believe the site is still up. See you in a few months. Love from Iraq, Chad.
Alright. Well, instead of speculating on who possibly could be called Chad on the POS, I'm kind of surprised that someone, even kind of replied to the mailbag, even though this has nothing to do with it. But did he say stepping down? Is he talking about Soap on a Rope, I guess? Is that what you're assuming is your friend?
Yeah, Chad must be in a time warp. I think, Iraq is behind us by, what, 12, couple months?
Yeah, so maybe he's just been downloading the front page to POS for 12 months, or 3 months now, and finally realized what's going on.
Yeah. So
he probably sent that mailbag reply about a year ago, actually. And just got
Iraq just has dial-up.
Yeah. They have camel dial-up, so they just write what they want onto the camels and then send them into town. Hopefully someone will find them.
And then type on the computer.
They try and export them up to the European states where they have dial-up, like North Czechoslovakia or Poland.
Poland. Ho-ho. All right, we got another reply. This one's for you to read. It's from GS Gold. And says...
This is that fuckwad gay burger. Gay burger? Oh, wait. It says this is that fuckwad gay burger. I don't know what he meant by that. Gay burger, you are a fucking stupid son of a bitch, and I'll shove a cinder block so far up your ass that it'll break your jaw. I don't know if he meant that he is gay burger and then he's threatening himself to shove a cinder block up his own ass, or does it say from GS Gold?
It says from GS Gold.
That's kind of weird, then. So GS Gold is Gay Burger, then.
Maybe Gay Burger split off from him. Like a nasty tumor.
I think Gay Burger is what happened when Soap on a Rope shot his meat beam at GS Gold, and the two opposing forces met. That was what was made with Gay Burger.
An even worse version of GS Gold.
Wow. Yeah, a burger version of GS Gold. He eats himself all the time.
Okay. That wasn't suggestive at all.
Yep.
Okay, this next one is from Jess Gold, again. What
that
the
was
fuck
some
was that?
Exciting music. I was making exciting music for the next reply, because it's going to be epic.
Well, it says, I got a rut, I got a hut, I got a rut hut.
Brilliant. That's great. In fact, I have to take back the Nobel Peace Prize from that other reply and give it to this one, because this one's just so much better that I crap myself, in fact.
I shit myself with pride.
Yeah, congratulations, GS Gold. You're the funniest person on the internet.
Okay, this next one is for you. It's from GS Gold.
That guy's got a life, I can tell, because he replies constantly.
That's a huge sign of having a life.
Oh wow, this is a long one. Okay, if Sal grows in rage, Weisenbaid failed him. It's always GS Gold. A jab here, a burn there. GS Gold, GS Gold, GS Gold! It was bad enough with him having his own forearm, but then, despite all his attempts, that asshole won ops in a quick draw and kept them. Hate boiled in the Sal's blood. It was a standard response, he said to himself. When you hate someone so much, barely restraining himself from punching his monitor, he screams in pure, unfiltered fury, I hate that Gordie! That's the end. That was a cliffhanger. What's going to happen to Isao as he festers in his own rage?
Well, we might have to find out next week, because the last reply is from your best friend and mine, Spatulator!
Oh, fuck yes! I'm so excited!
Okay, here we are. Let me just warm up. Okay, here we are. This is just proving the face. Yes, he said face. I mean it. Face it. They have collectively left close to 10 times, and they're still around. They are the two most non-committal people I've ever heard of. They can't commit to staying, and they cannot commit to leaving. Fuck you, Rick. What the hell? What the hell did I do?
That was actually funny. Good job, Spatulator.
You asshole, Spatulator. Oh, man. Yeah, I laughed pretty hard when I saw that here. It actually says that.
Wow. That was actually a kind of good entry. I'm surprised that the only good entry we got was from Spatulator. This must be Bizarro Mailbag.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really call Akuma non-committal, though. I'd call him more of someone who just leaves and comes back a weird amount of times, because he never like says he's leaving, he just leaves. So
he goes out into the desert for like 40 hours and comes back.
40 hours, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true about Asao. That guy can't decide if he's coming or going, for sure. I don't know what his problem is. He's
usually coming.
Not on his medication, probably. So, I heard that guy beat up two girls. Grr.
Yeah, what's up with that? Women, fucking!
I know.
Get in the kitchen, bitch.
I thought out. I pray to God that Asao never has children.
Nah, he just, like, beat his wife.
I think we should do an Asao prank since he's gone again, and we can make fun of him without him freaking out or whatever. Not that we didn't stop before, but...
Yeah.
We should call social services and be like, I'd like to register a claim for 2015.
Yeah.
There's this guy. His name's Brian, isn't it?
It is? I never knew his name. What's his name?
He looks like a Brian.
Saber and Blue said he was more like a Steve, actually.
A Steve?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, because he actually does stuff.
Burn.
Yeah. He'll never hear that, so it doesn't really matter, but... I don't know, he looks like a Brian to me. Misshapen head.
He looks like a faggot to me,
kind of
but
creepy
I,
guy.
You know.
A faggot?
Yeah.
That's what his parents named him. They're like, what should we name this child? Faggot? That sounds about right.
Judging by the odd size of his head, he'll never have a woman, so hell.
I imagine that he was just born with that head that he currently has. He just looked like that his entire life. That perpetual sad smiley face on his forehead.
Yeah. It's there, I swear it.
I've seen it too.
Oh, man.
I think he might be like part Klingon or something.
Only with a face.
He's got that. Yeah. That's what happens when a Klingon fucks an emoticon. They give birth to Ishau.
So his parents were a Klingon and eyebrows?
Yeah, that's what eyebrows was doing back in the 80s. He was fucking Klingons for really specific fetish porns.
Can't they, like, get much more specific than that.
Yeah. A man with huge eyebrows fucking a made-up creature from Star Trek. I'm sure 4chan has it.
4chan has everything.
Yeah, except for girl.
Sadly. So, yeah, now that we're done with mailbag, you got any final comments for mailbag or anything?
Oh, I guess we should reply to it, kind of. I already forgot what the topic was, though. It was that those guys left, and then what was our opinion of Dodgeball?
Yeah.
I hope both those faggots never come back, because I hate both of them immensely. And on the subject of Dodgeball, I think Dodgeball is probably my favorite sport. Because they had that cool movie about it. It wasn't that great of a movie, but it was a pretty good movie. And then when you played it in, like, elementary school, if you were good at it and not one of those fat, slow kids, you could kick ass. It was awesome.
See, I was one of those kids like... who just, like, hoarded all the balls. I'd wait until they threw all of them, and then I had them all on my side, and I automatically won.
Nice. Yeah, we'd probably just catch your balls because you probably suck at sports.
I do.
Yeah.
I kick ass
at
baseball.
Hoarding balls. You're good at baseball?
Yeah, I'm real good at baseball, but I suck at all my favorite sports.
What are your favorite sports?
I love playing basketball, but I suck at it. I'm always fouling people. Yeah. I just run people over.
Yeah, dribbling? That's for babies.
Yeah, exactly. I don't dribble the ball at all. I just kind of put it under my arm, football style, and strong arm everybody out of the way.
Nice.
So what's your favorite sport,
hockey.
Raven?
That's a close second to killing. No, I used to play hockey when I was a kid.
Were you on any teams?
I was the goalie. Yeah, well, I was on the Carbondale team, which was mandatory because there was only 5 people in Carbondale that played hockey, so they needed me. No, I really sucked at hockey, actually, and I got hurt a lot. Like, I broke my Achilles tendon.
So, your Achilles heel of hockey was your Achilles tendon.
Yeah. I got hit with a puck by a slap shot, and it really hurt. Don't ever play hockey, actually, because it just leads to you getting hurt a lot.
Hockey is just basically a violent soccer.
It's like rugby on ice, I'd say.
Yeah.
With blades.
I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. Ba-doom-psh.
Nice.
Throwing a little classic on you.
Oh.